Hello. April Fool. April Fool. Hey, or maybe it's past April Fool's already. Hey, I hope you were dancing, because that is dance music. And you got to move and groove. You got to get those body parts moving. You know, it's not good to sit around and be stagnant, as the word goes. There's so much happening now. So much is changing. People's attitudes are changing. There's a new reality taking out old reality. And nothing can change the shape of things to come. Oh, yeah. But there's plenty to talk about here. And we're not talking about silly Trump being arrested and all that. And, you know, they're trying to flood your mind to keep you busy thinking about unimportant things like that. I mean, it's not that important compared to what the big picture is. The whole human race being rescued by galactic beings that want to give us the freedom we deserve. You want to put an end to the prison planet, the bad things we've been subjected to. But, of course, they're going to fight us to the end. And if you turn on regular news and stuff like that, they're still flooding your mind with killings and shootings and the eternal war in the Ukraine that's never meant to end. And it won't end probably until the ETs finally land. And rein in all the bad guys who are behind this evil war. And all the bad things are going to get exposed. They are getting exposed right now. But we still need to participate in what's happening, you know. We can make this thing, we the people could make this thing go a little faster. When I'm out there on Twitter, hey, I'm advocating a declaration of independence for everyone in every country in the world, because all the governments are corrupt. I shouldn't even have to say that, but just for the record, they all are corrupt. And if you have 2-3 good guys in your government, that's not enough to turn things in the right direction. You know, the majority of all people in all governments are corrupt, and that's what keeps the evil system in place. And of course, you, the general public, go out there and vote for these creeps every election. You don't understand. If the person is a member of a major political party, they're corrupt. All the political parties are corrupt. The whole concept of a political party and allegiance to the party, it's corrupt. Human beings are individuals, and we have, if there's going to be anybody giving any authority to anyone, it has to be done backing individuals that are concerned about serving the general public. You know, that's what government was supposed to be doing. And they're doing a very bad job of it, because most of them are crooks in government. And all the decisions are made by the people with the money. That's the way it is. And that's the way it's still going. Down to the last minute, it's going to go out playing out like that. Unless new declarations of independence are created. Well, hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison, speaking. we've had a lot of problems lately with communications, with the communication lines to do this show. And the last week or so, you know, I had to run a repeat show because I don't know if the interference is being done on purpose or what. That wouldn't surprise me, because I say a lot of things that all the evil governments in the world wouldn't like anyone to be saying at all. And, you know, I talk about people that need to be talked about and identified whom they are, like Devil Zelensky, you know, along with Devil Gates and Devil Soros and Devil Nazi Claus. Not Santa Claus. Nazi course. Anyhow, these people are bad. You know, they want nothing but bad things, and they're succeeding in many of their bad ventures because people have become sheeple. And mass media brainwashes the masses. You know. Instead of just fake news, it should be called Mass Media Brainwashing Incorporated. Because, and they're very successful at it, too. And of course, it's easy to brainwash the sheeple of planet Earth. Because we've been duped since birth. We've been duped for centuries, for thousands of years. People have been duped. Well, anyhow, this is an educational show. For those of you who don't know it, I have videos out there on YouTube. And currently, I have one called Beatlemania in America. Go to YouTube.com and click on the video button. And then in the search bar, punch in Beatlemania. That's Beatle. With an A, Beatlemania, Beatlemania in America, and you'll see it'll pop up. There'll be a picture of some young ecstatic Beatle fans from back in the last century holding up a sign: "We love you, never leave us." And it's a 10-minute, 4-second. Documentary of the phenomena known as Beatlemania, and it keys in on a lot of what was happening at the time. But there's going to be a bit that's out there now. It's been out there for I don't know, 7-8 weeks. I think it was, I put it out on January 17th. It's the newest of the Beatlemania videos out there. But there's going to be another one coming up in another week or two. And it's going to be Beatlemania in America 2. And there's going to be an unusual picture included in that one that reveals a lot of truth. You know, the Beatles, the most popular band of all time, were affecting, were the catalyst for Beatlemania. 1963, 4, 5, maybe into 66. But here's something most people don't know. They did, the Beatles, at the end of their 1964 a tour in America, on the final day, they did a free concert, charity concert, at this place called the Paramount Theater. And there's basically one major photograph that's floating around out there. Everybody, well, not everybody, a lot of people call attention to it. Just about nobody talks about that free concert that they gave back in 1964 in New York City, but that photograph will be in my next Beatlemania in America 2. And what it shows is an amazing photograph, you know? I mean, what it shows is spirit beings floating about in the theater. not only do you have the ones that leave the light trails, tiny light trails, like insect bugs, kind of a, like firefly type light trails, or even hovering the sparkle point white dots in it, but you have the orbs in numerous places throughout the photograph. Of course, back in 1964, nobody was looking for these things in photographs. And nobody was talking about orbs. But when you see it in my upcoming YouTube video, which will be titled Beatlemania in America 2, and you take a close look at it, you will see that the Beatles were that popular and that they attracted spirit beings, at least to that concert in New York City. And they're just hovering there, and I guess they're enjoying the music, the atmosphere, the love being projected between the Beatles and the fans, and the fans and the Beatles. You know, that's one thing about the Beatles that they did, and we people should talk about these things, that none of the other groups really did. They inspired the love from human beings. They caused people to be loving, and they were great projectors of love in their performances. No other band ever came close to what they did in regards to projecting love. And it had a lot to do with their personalities, too. Four guys with dynamic personalities, four lead singers, four individual powerful personalities, and they all got together and played music together and just made, such an impression that it just brought the love out of people. And that was how Beatlemania came to be. They hit the magic notes. They did the magic projections on stage to incite people to be loving, to pour their hearts out, to open their hearts. And anyhow, in this one photograph, I've never seen any other photographs except this one photograph, from that show, that charity show, Beatles performing at the Palladium in New York City, that has the photograph taken from the side of the stage, basically, looking at the Beatles on the side and the audience in the theater. And when you start looking closely into the what was in the audience, there's spirit beings out there, the ones that leave the light trails and move about, the ones that hover as sparkle points, and the ones that show up as orbs. It's all in one photograph. And, what can I tell you? It's going to be out there in a couple of weeks. More proof that the Beatles did things that no one else ever did before. Maybe no one else ever will, but they did it. And it was done basically 1964 with the King Air. And so much for Beatlemania and an education in the Beatles. But that'll be out on YouTube in a week or two. Anyhow, in the meantime, you can look at Beatlemania in America. The first one, it's out there now, 10 minutes long. It's a documentary capturing some of the highlighted movements of that time period. And meanwhile, back on Twitter, I mean, there's certain people I follow, and then a lot of calling out has been happening. You know, people that are pretending to be the good guys, the good ETs, the benevolent, claiming to be the good ETs, Really deceptions put out there by the dark side, and they're being called out now too. That they are not they've got these false scenarios set up to deceive people. That's been part of the plan of the dark side for decades, for hundreds of years, or maybe even thousands of years, to deceive the general public. And they do that by controlling the media, putting out fake sites on Twitter, conning people into believing something that they shouldn't be believing in. And then there's this thing, the Galactic Federation. That's being called out, too, as their partners with the bad guys, apparently. But they're claiming to be good guys. And, of course, it's another scam, I guess, to try to trick people into trusting, this Galactic Federation group or the fake Galactic Federation group or the fake Galactic Federation of Light. And they've got different names, all very similar. You know, I guess playing on the stuff that was out in Star Trek. You know, if you know anything about the original Star Trek, again, back from the 1960s, the original one, Captain Kirk, good guys were the Galactic Federation. We were part of the Federation, you know, battling the Klingons and the... all those other bad guys out there, the Romulans. And, we were the Federation, the good guys, battling the bad guys. So that's being taken care of. They know a lot of humanity is familiar with Star Trek. I mean, there was Star Trek, then Star Trek The Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Star Trek... blah, 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 and blah, 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 and it went on and on. I think there was 5 series with that. So be careful out there when you're listening to a group that calls themselves the Galactic Federation, and be careful in listening to what they're offering and maybe how they're trying to trick you. And then there's the name tag Cobra, which is not a single individual, but they have an individual spokesperson who talks through an electronic microphone that muffles his voice so we can't identify who he is. And he talks about he's with the Galactic Khan Federation, and he's representing the resistance movement. And other things, you need to look it up for yourself. It's at, and make your own judgments. I mean, they're pretending to be, you know, they're making like they're here to help us. Of course, they have their flaws, too. They keep moving the goalposts down the road. They keep coming up with excuses why they haven't rescued us yet, why they haven't defeated evil yet. And, you got to take it with a grain of salt. Do we believe their excuses, especially after you hear excuses after excuses? But they're calling themselves the Confederation now, as to differentiate themselves from the Galactic Federation, and they're not willing to say who's the real guys and who are not. They make the most convincing argument, and they're at, if you go on the computer, it's... 2012 portal.blogspot.com. Tremendous amount of information there. Search it, do your own investigation, and make your own final decisions on the matter. Because these are things that are working behind the scenes, and we need to find out as much as we possibly can about these organizations. Just in case nobody told you, this is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. You know, call in and give the world your 2 cents and opinion and evaluation of what's happening now in the world. or any other really important thing. Who do you trust? You know, we have to decide for ourselves. You know, there's plenty of evidence out there when you start listening to the talk of extraterrestrials, talking about the evolution of Earth, talking about where their allegiance is. There's a lot of things to be, determining. Are we being told the truth here? Are these people really here to help us? And we need to question everything. That's a common phrase that's out there on Twitter. That we do need to question everything. Even the ones that sound the most convincing at helping us, because we've been forewarned back in the last century. It was very informative science fiction that was being put out there to warn us about being deceived by ETs, extraterrestrials, because there's benevolent and malevolent. Make it simple here. There's good ETs and there's bad ETs. You know? There's loving ETs and there's evil ETs. I like using the simpler words. And, you know, those other words, they sound too much alike anyhow. Benevolent, good. And malevolent, meaning mischievous, bad. So, the words are too similar, and it doesn't really focus, get to the point. That's why I choose not to use words that are too difficult to comprehend and are too similar, and they can be confusing. And then, of course, we're human beings. If we don't know what a word means, we're basically too lazy to even go to the dictionary most of the time, or even to Google it. Sometimes because it's easier to pretend you know what the word means, whether you do or not. And that's who we are as humans. We're lazy to that extent. So let's stick to loving ETs and evil ETs. That's pretty clear right there. And a lot of information is coming out. Turns out a lot of the gods that had names in that famous book called the Bible, that I refer to Yahweh or Jehovah, false gods pretending to be God, you know, because they wanted to they wanted to play God, and they had people willing to believe anything, and so they pretended to be helpful. Of course, part of the agreement was you were going to bow down and serve these gods. You were going to give them one-tenth of whatever you manufactured in this world. How convenient for them. So give them offerings and stuff like that. Do sacrifices for them. Well, yeah. Do the dirty work for them, because they conned you into believing they were God. They might have been more powerful than you. They might have been more intelligent than the general public, but they were con artists, and they were deceivers. You know? I'm not saying the Bible's a bad book, but if we talk about the Bible realistically, it was invented by the Romans. They took all the scriptures that they were thought okay for the people to help them control the people. They took most of the Jewish scriptures out there, and they took the Gospels and the letters from the Paul the Apostle, and he put them into a book called included the Gospels of Jesus, and that half of the book was referred to as the New Testament. And so the Old Testament and the New Testament put together formed this thing called the Bible. That intrigued me. This was put together by the Romans, and the Romans were evil devil worshippers from the beginning. So how can you trust something like that just because they created this fake entity called the Catholic Church? Remember, it was the Roman Catholic Church. And originally, people weren't allowed to read the scriptures for themselves. They had to, they set up this fake church thing. They pretended to be representatives of the real God. They installed their pope and just said, "Oh, he's God's representative. You know, you didn't have anything to say about it." And there's no scripture anywhere that says, "I will have a pope represent me on earth." If anything, of all the scriptures, there's in the Gospels, there is a mention where Jesus, the voice, came out of the, for the benefit of humanity. When Jesus was baptized, I believe a voice came out of the sky and said, "This is my son, listen to him." That's the only thing I believe communication of a real, representation of the true God, where there was a verbal communication to those there at that situation. And, if you listen to what's written in the Bible, the Gospels are the best, most accurate bit of information. And for the books, and then, of course, we even have to think about, well, the book of the Revelation, supposedly given by an angel to the disciple John, Jesus' disciple John, not a pleasant book. So we don't know how much of that is true either. Then we have all the twisted interpretations. The original interpretations from the Catholic Church were twisted because that was the intent. We're going to use this as a control thing. We're going to control the pesky Jews, and we're going to control the pesky Christians. And they did quite a successful job of that to a major extent with their Bible, And put together in 325 A.D. by the Romans. That should tell you something right there. Well, the Romans were pagans. They were false gods worshippers. Look at the Colosseum. That was the idea of fun. Blood battles to the death and keep the masses engaged in this and brainwash them to accept this kind of crap. And that's what was going on. And they're still trying to go on with that. Look at this war in Ukraine. Nothing good is coming out of it. Nothing whatsoever. But they're sure wasting their taxpayers' money on a battle that will go on forever. No one's going to do enough to really win the battle. And the whole thing is we don't know the real truth of why the battle didn't really start because nobody wants to talk the truth. We have all these stories, both sides had complaints, but there was problems in the Ukraine before this war took place, before Crimea incident. The other side of the story, a lot of Russians in Ukraine, and they were getting persecuted by the non-Russian Ukrainians. And push went to shove, and the thing just over time festered in to where it is today. And then there's all the other hidden information about the money laundering that you'll never get to hear on mainstream media news. Ukraine, the money laundering capital of the Western world. I think there's an Arab country that takes care of the Arab world when it comes to money laundering. There's so much behind the scenes that is the true cause of this situation here. And then we got bio labs in the Ukraine, I'd get worried too, you know. And if you believe the nonsense, the media, if mainstream media is trying to, they're trying to treat Putin as if he was Trump or something like that, you know. And they're anti-Putin, blame it all on Putin. You know, now that Trump isn't around to blame on, but of course they're still trying to blame things on him. And if you're hearing it on mainstream media, it's probably a lie. If it's something political or something about a government somewhere else, they're going to tell you their version, make-believe version of the story. And you can get some inside information on just on Twitter alone about, you know, people are getting smart. We're knowing how to present the stuff now so we don't get knocked off. You know, we're using our ingenuity, being clever, to be able to say what we want to say, you know, like the scamdemic and the poisonous vaccines imposed upon the people. The lesson in control given to us with the lockdowns and the forced mask wearing and all this other crap. And people are just going along, and they've been going along with it, which is not helpful to the human race to go along with these decrees. Like I said, even in the United States, we need a new Declaration of Independence here. You know, in 1776, Americans rebelled against an evil English government that just wanted to use us and abuse us and tax us at the same time. And that's what we got now. We got a new 21st century evil government known as the federal government that's taxing us without really representing us and getting us involved in all kinds of things and definitely wasting our taxpayers' money. You know, and they're scamming off. Every time they appropriate money for something, people have to understand. We don't want to give money to anybody. I don't care what the problem is, because when you're giving money to another country or anything like that involved with the government, the politicians are pocketing most of that money. They don't have to prove it. We know they do it. And they continue to do it and get away with it. That's the biggest game being played now. Ukraine, oh yeah, let's donate billions and billions of your hard-earned taxpayer dollars, throw it into that sinkhole to Ukraine to make that bastard Zelensky richer, to make all of us in the Congress richer. And screw you, common people, because, you know, you're nothing but the worthless eaters, just as Nazi Claus tells us, you know? And this is going on. It's ongoing, you know? I follow what's going on in Great Britain a lot. And most of their major leaders now who are running the country have major positions of power. They're not really British. They're foreigners, people of heritage from other nations. They whizzled their way into what used to be Great Britain and gained themselves positions of authority. You know, and they're not really British. They're Arabs, they're Islamics, they're Hindus, anything but and, you know, what used to be considered British, white Christian, you know, anything but that. And that's what's going on in the world. And the Europeans, I mean, it's unbelievable how much people would put up with this crap. In France, I mean, they've been out there protesting, but the people are just, they haven't got through their thick skulls yet. The guy is evil. New World Order puppet, Macron the moron, you know? He's destroying France, and he refuses to listen to the will of the people. And they haven't caught on yet. They need a Declaration of Independence, and they need to toss all the people in government out. And anybody who wants to back those crooks, get rid of them too. We're going to require some physical actions here, strategic physical actions. Because protesting, they're just going to pick you off one by one by the military police. You know, and some of your key players are being put in jail, which weakens your cause. And, you know, they're trying to destroy farmland. Crazy in France. And they're trying to up the age of retirement and cheat you out of something many people have worked hard for their whole life, the idea of getting some, being able to live without having to work. And they're trying to cheat people out of that too. You know, France is, you know, the people need to rebel in all of these countries around the world. And we all need to start talking about the truth. Where are the peace activists? You know, they need to get out there, not protesting, but uniting with other people that want peace and understand we have to do some physical things to remove the trash in government. We need to push them aside. We need to make them obsolete. We need to create an alternative system of governing ourselves. Self-governing. You know, people respond better to agreements than harsh laws cut in stone. You know, people respond better to agreements and understandings. You know, not dictatorial laws that force us to do this or prohibit us from doing something, even when no one's getting harmed. You know, I mean, that's a basic concept. Anyone should be able to do whatever they want so long as what they're doing is not harming anyone or imposing themselves on anyone. And this is part of the situation. And here's something that most people don't talk about. Well, you start finding out about this when you're searching for truth and you want to know what's going on in the world. That a lot of the fighting over there in Syria and Iraq and Iran area has to do with the active Stargate. Yeah. You know, if you don't know what a Stargate is, I guess Google it or watch the movie Stargate SG-1 or watch some of the series. Stargate SG-1, there was a whole series of episodes. I think it might have gone on for even 10 years. It should be rebroadcast now to wake us up, because a lot of those stories, so-called science fiction stories, are based on reality shared by the United States Air Force and their dealings with extraterrestrials. And if you watch it enough, you'll get to believe there are Stargates, and there are Stargates. And they even talk about it sometimes, how they found the one in the desert buried in the sand, and that was like about 100 years ago. And since then, the dark side forces on Earth have been making use of these things, and the militaries control them. And that's what a lot of the battles, and why there's battles still going on in Syria and Iraq. I think the U.S. government has control of the Iraqi Stargate. And but there's another big important one in Syria. That's why all the fighting there is going on. And the Iranians might have their own Stargate. Who knows? Yeah, they are real Stargates. And there's going to be more of them being brought to life or being opened up in the very near future. Then we have this ongoing conversation about enlightenment, about opening up your chakras, You know, I've said it before, but I'll say it again to remind you. Hundreds of thousands of years ago, the evil ETs, we want to make that clear, none of these fancy words, the evil ETs, that's right. Hold on when I take a drink of water. Yeah. Oh, nothing like water to quench your thirst. But it better be spring water or something even better. John Ellis water. You need a John Ellis water machine to get John Ellis water. And then there's crystal concentrate, Flanagan's water. The late Patrick Flanagan, had the pleasure of talking to him several times. You know, he had a rough life being harassed by the government. I was trying to get him to work on weapons because they knew he had brain power. And he refused to do it. Anyhow, he has moved on off this world. May he rest in peace or enjoy his freedom from this prison planet. And I say it's still a prison planet. Still got the, I think, the electronic net up there. But it's being supposedly dismantled. And little holes are being popped in the net. So there's little spots for us to communicate with the bigger picture out there. Yeah, you know, prison planet. It's not prison planet because what's his name down in Texas, Alex Jones, started calling it a prison planet. It's a prison planet because of all the electronic devices that keep us under lock and key that have been put in place by the evil ETs, the false gods. And all the newcomer false gods that have come to our world and all the newcomer demons that are here. And, you know, it's a big crowd that has to get cleared out, but I hear it's being worked on and we can only hope and pray that the job gets done sooner than later. You know, it's supposed to be the event to bring us truly into uplift everybody's frequencies and bring us all into the age of Aquarius. And, you know, as to the time that happens, you know, sources that claim to have inside info are telling us that we can make it happen faster by activating our chakra. Like I said, 300,000 years ago, the chakra systems were turned into junk DNA of the 12 chakras we have within our body and extending out of our body, seven of them within. And, you know, Roy G. Biv, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, yeah, that's seven. Seven notes, seven chakras, seven colors, seven frequencies, and then the chakras and frequencies outside the body. So anyhow, we're 12-strand DNA human beings, but only two of them operating, basically. Maybe we've lucked out. Some of us have progressed with three or four operating, but here's the problem. You know, everybody is talking about, well, yeah, go inside yourself, easier said than done, and activate your heart chakra, and then go from there, go up to your throat chakra, you know, activate it, like it's something we all know how to do. Well, most of us don't know how to do that. Even when you hear people talking about it, it's easier said than done, as the saying goes. And we need some more free explanations out there, simplified for us. You know, because people, we're like big babies. We need things done for us to some extent. We're kind of lazy. And, you know, that's part of the problem. But hopefully someone will hear what I'm saying here, and there'll be some responsiveness to what I'm saying, that more info regarding this be presented out there. Because there's many of us that would like to do this, but the detailed information seems to not be present. There's people talking about this. Yeah, activate your chakras, and then you can connect with your higher self. I think we'd all like to do that. But if you're just saying that, and you're just doing a song around and dance around that routine, it's not enough. You know, like I said, we're babies. We need to have it explained as if we're total idiots, because sometimes we are total idiots. You know, it's part of what it is to be a human, you know. Part of it is being a total idiot. But sometimes. So this is not helping matters any, you know. It can't just keep saying to people, go inside, connect, everything is inside of you. Yeah, easier said than done, especially on people who've been walking around brain dead most of their lives, you know. You know, we, in certain ways, we need someone to hold our hand. We need someone to walk us through in detail, and we don't want to have to pay money for it either, you know? So that's a serious problem that needs to be addressed. How can, how can people be expected to do something they haven't a clue as how to do it? You know? I mean, I've worked with crystals over the years, and when you roll the crystal ball over your chakras, when you're done, the ball had picked up a lot of energy, whether it was good, bad, or what, I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to tell, but the crystal ball does get heated up after running, circular motions around your seven chakras. And that's while you're lying on your back doing that. You can do that yourself. Then you hear people talking about, you got to rub the crystals down your spine. Sure, that's where your chakras are located, around the spine, but then that requires someone else to do it for you, which might require payment. And we all prefer to do things where we don't have to pay. I shouldn't have to explain that. And that is an issue that needs to get resolved, you know? There's people out there crying that we need to participate. We can bring more light into this if we can connect with our higher self. Again, easier said than done, you know? I like the info that I'd like to believe that we're all being worked on while we sleep. Those of the higher, faster moving dimensions can look in on us while we're sleeping and splice together our dormant DNA and do this work for us. I mean, just assuming people are going to, hey, I'll go inside my way, self-activate the chakras. Well, we don't even know how to go about really doing this, and it's never, I've never crossed any information that's fully explained it. I've done my investigation, working with crystals, that helps, but at the same time, I don't feel no magical thing happening. You know, I feel good, I feel a little energized from working with crystals, but the truth is, in my life, the most magical things can be experienced taking something like LSD, that's right. That, now there you get an immediate result quickly, and it hangs with you for a good amount of time, and it sets you in a different reality, opens up the portals. That opens.
connect you in ways, but nobody's talking about that because it's been, you know, it's still legal. They'll probably never make it legal, but it should be legalized for, especially for spiritual evolving. You can learn more in one night on LSD than you could in 10 years of doing anything else easily. Maybe more in one night than in 20 years. So why would you want to prevent people from evolving that fast? You know, you want the human, these people talking, you want us all to evolve fast? Well, pass out the LSD. You know, most people can handle it, really. There's a few people. I've met them. There's a few people that just couldn't handle it. But that's their problem. That shouldn't be preventing people who can handle it easily and gain a positive experience from it, from gaining and having that positive experience. It's not for kids. You need to be sufficiently old enough and intelligent enough to be able to handle it and have your head on straight, and then there'll be no problem. There'll always be a few people that won't be able to handle it. Okay, but that shouldn't be a reason to prevent the majority of us who can handle it. Well, I mean, that's the truth about it. What do you think government doesn't make it illegal? Because it was helping people wake up and see reality. You know, the Grateful Dead back in 1965 were giving them, there was no law against it back then. They would give it to the participants at their concerts. And that's how they became so popular. Once the government got a wind of what was going on, people were happy. People were talking about love. They had to make it illegal immediately and make all these crazy laws to put people in jail for 10 years just to get caught with it, you know? Because, of course, the government had, you know, it's been corrupt for decades. For thousands of years, governments have been corrupt. And when they find out something is helping the people wake up, they want to stop it immediately. And they did a good job of stopping that. But the truth is, you know, all these ETs come here and, you know, they're communicating and they have their representatives. And they keep talking. It's about going inside. God's inside of you. And maybe so, you know, and all these other things. But what they're asking us to do, if we all were just given some free LSD and did it, the connection would be there. Trouble is eventually it wears off and you lose that connection again. But that'll help connect you. And if it was done in more of a positive way, more openly, perhaps once that connection was made, we could maintain it intentionally. Because you are connected to many things. It's like 100 doorways pop open that were always closed your whole life, and then all of a sudden you're opening. Wow. Everything is so fantastic, you know? And that's the beauty of it. You know, they're playing jokes about, oh, tripping and that, and, you know, the new songs, I Know to Trip is Just a Pull, and stuff like that. You know, a lot of jokes made about it, but nothing will expand your mind faster and quicker than LSD. And that should be part of the wake-up program to help humanity evolve. Hey, if it's not for you, fine. Nobody's asking you. Nobody's going to force that on anybody. But those of us that have experienced the phenomenon, you know what I'm talking about. And you know there's nothing to fear. So anyhow, we are coming close to the end of the show. And what else? Yeah, they're serving up bugs for food in England. Yeah. That's how far gone the UK, United Kingdom, has gotten. They've got people they were tricking people into eating bugs on their hamburgers and in their salad. Unbelievable. Hey, it's the evil new world order at work, doing whatever they can to make people suffer. And of course, they have to take care of their demon friends that want people to suffer, because that's what they feed off of, suffering. So anyhow, what can I say? I've got 29 YouTube videos out there. Please check out my music on CD Baby, 2 albums, American Party Songs, and Songs Better Than Dylan. As we come to the end of the show, you're going to hear one of those songs. The first song on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. It's called I Gotta Be Somebody. If you listen to the show, you hear it at the end of the show every week, which reminds me I have to contact ASCAP and ask them why am I not receiving royalty for this record playing at least once a week publicly. You know, signed up, joined ASCAP, and, you know, they don't care about regular poor people, you know. But it means something to me, whatever little money I can collect. All my songs sell for 99 cents a piece at CD Baby. It'd be nice if some of you listeners would purchase one here or one there. I guarantee if you listen to all the 35 songs on the 2 albums, you're going to find at least one that you like. Please be supportive of me. Download it for 99 cents. You know, I'm a poor person doing this show. I don't get paid for this. And, hey, we all need money. What can I say? But as we come to the end, you're going to hear the lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Pardoning Kind? That's out there. That's on my album, American Party Songs. Right? Are you the pardoning kind? Well, I am. Maybe you are too. And of course, I got the video out there for it too. But you can, the CD Baby music is all on YouTube too. That's what, just go to that CD Baby. They take your, make an album cover with the title of the album on it, with the picture you want to show up there. And they put that up as a video. You know, just one picture showing, whatever you chose for the album cover. And all the songs on the album can be accessed through YouTube that way. So when the show's over, just check it out for yourself. I Got to Be Somebody by Tom Anderson on YouTube, and you'll see what pops up. You know, my CD Baby albums have like spiral circles on them, both of them. And of course, I have the music videos that I put together myself. Watch Are You the Partying Kind, and you'll see what it is to be the partying kind. Like I said, we're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown. And then you get to hear my music, and please go to YouTube after and check it out. And be sure to check out my Beatlemania in America. Simple, you know. Go to YouTube.com, hit the video button in the search bar, put in the name of the song, or the name of the video. In this case, Beatlemania in America. It captures some of the magic. Okay, everybody, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. Take us out of here. And everybody listening, tell your friends to tune in next week. And if you got a phone, you can call and give us your 2 cents. This is Tom Edison. Till next week. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
don't want to be just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want a joy till I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here, took my stand without fear, it ain't clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I